Welcome back to the Mackinac on Michigan show, brought to you by the Mackinac Center's Frank Beckman Center for Journalism here on WJR. I'm Kelly Cobb.
I'm Jarrett Skorup.
And we have been hammering through all the discussion around Governor Whitmer's State of the State address this week. Speaker Matt Hall, Representative Joe Arangona, Representative Tim Kelly. But we want someone outside of the legislature who's steeped in this as well to give us some maybe bigger, broader perspective. And there are a few better than Dave Eggert with Cranes. And Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Kelly said there's few better. Who is better than Dave?
They're all on par with
each other. No one.
Dave, what was your take last night? And you know, there were a lot of different policies outlined, but I'm wondering which ones are feasible here, and what do you see the legislature actually probably focusing on?
Well, I mean, it seemed like the three big things the governor talked about were housing. She kind of brought attention to the literacy crisis in Michigan, which she has largely tried to tackle through the state budget. So that was, I don't know if there was anything new on literacy, but it was really emphasizing the importance of her budget proposals in that regard. And then it seemed like the third thing was healthcare, largely tackling medical debt. And it seems like all three of those issues, there's a bipartisan support for tackling all those things. You know, the devil's always in the details as to like what is she actually getting behind. But, you know, I think she chose like attainable things for her final year in office. You know, it wasn't like she came out with some huge bold thing. But I think it also reflects the reality of, you know, she's a lame duck governor. It's an election year. Focus is turning to her successor. Mm-hmm. And there were a number of them there, both in the crowd, but also, you know, working the spin room after.
Yeah, I was, I reread Governor Angler's and Governor Granholm and Governor Snyder's last State of the State just for kicks, because that's what I do for fun. My wife's like, what are you reading? And the almost always those are like, here's what I've done over my 8 years. And it was kind of interesting that Governor Whitmer didn't spend as much on that. She actually did talk about some practical policy on the medical debt, on the reading laws, on regulatory and zoning stuff, which are all things that are, like you said, they are on the table. And sometimes when people are doing that last final, it's like a little wink, wink. Maybe they're going for higher office type thing. Did you get any sense of that? Is there an immediate sense of this is a governor who's looking at higher office, or a governor who's, you know, wrapping up her final 8 years, or one who's still steeped in the policy and wants to go out with that?
I think it's the last two. I still think there's some things she wants to like tackle with policy, and particularly given they showed last year it was a messy process, but they did get a big deal done on road funding. Clearly, it seems like her and Speaker Hall have a decent relationship and are willing to tackle things. In terms of her future, I think that's just the question that no one really knows. I think it's you know, I mean, she focused very much on Michigan. It wasn't, you know, there were a few nods to some national things like tariffs and some of the federal health care changes, but it didn't strike me as a speech where she was launching off, you know, to run for president or something down the line. But I don't know that a State of the State would really be the proper venue necessarily for that, so to speak.
I want to ask you about her popularity, and it's interesting to me. She has high popularity. She's leaving office with high approval marks relative to most other governors, and but at the same time, she's sort of policy light. And you'll notice, like yesterday, she talked about, or at the State of the State, she talked about the issues that that she probably really found that there were going to be common ground on. But then at the very end of the speech, she talked about the issues that are important to sort of the base on the left side, you know, sort of more social issues. I'm wondering, you know, where do you see the leadership in Lansing right now? If you had to choose between the Senate, the House, and the governor's office, do you see the governor as being a leader-heavy sort of player in the game? Because I see a lot of the solutions coming out of the legislature over the past years. You mentioned, for example, road funding. She talked a lot about it, but the legislature crafted pretty much that whole thing. And then before that was Earned Sick Time Act and paid leave. The legislature really drove that process home and hashed out the details there, sort of a last-minute win. And do you think that her popularity comes from the fact that she doesn't really stick her neck out that far? I mean, that's my gut, but I'm curious what you think.
I think there's some of that. I mean, I think the governor, you know, so much of her first term was the focus became the pandemic. And people forget that what she
That's probably why, you know, otherwise her popularity wouldn't be so high. But they forgot about it.
Perhaps. Also, but well, I think the reason I mention that is I think people forget what the governor did early in her first term was a 45% gas tax, which was roundly, you know, dismissed. You know, and I think, you know, she's not necessarily afraid to put things out there, but I think her governing style has been informed by that process. To come out with something huge like that and just get it kind of basically smacked down very quickly. Her style, especially in the second term, has been, I would say, a little more deferential to the legislator. Like, hey, you, it's particularly with divided government now. You know, she had 23 and 24 where it was Democratic control. You know, she came out with some you know, big things. I want to repeal some of the tax changes that Rick Snyder made. You know, I think it's just a reflection of the reality. It's a divided legislature. And as time has gone on, you know, it's harder as the clock is ticking to kind of like put out big, huge things. So I think she there. It's hard to. Yeah, I think it's as Speaker Hall said, it's safe and attainable things. You know, he's obviously pushing for much bigger, bolder things with taxes.
Yeah. So you've been a reporter here for a long time in a career that's not always known for its longevity. So how have things change over your career as a reporter? It seems like there's a lot of like, here's a changing in how things operate at the news, but some of that is just driven by like these big national publications. You've pretty much always been here in Michigan. How has the job changed? How has it stayed the same covering these people?
I think that the job's changed a lot with just the speed of the job. I think that's the one thing that's really different from when I first started in Lansing.
You got to tweet fast, right?
Yes. You got to write fast. It seems like you're covering.
But you can stream things versus attending everything locally. You can,
yes. Yeah. Yes. That's a big difference. So like, I think it's communication styles change a little bit. It's easier with virtual things, it's easier for people to have more press conferences. That's good and bad. I mean, they're trying to like get their message out. It's almost like too much at times. There's like too much stuff going on, and it seems like there's fewer reporters. I will say the Capitol Press Corps has newer outlets, and it's more competition than in the past, so I find that refreshing. You know, and I don't know if that's the case in a lot of other state capitals, but we've had cutbacks in media, but it's good to see that there's still emphasis, there's still a lot of interest in the Capitol.
Dave Eggert, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate you. Dave Eggert with Crane's, a great reporter, and thanks for giving your perspective.
Hey, thank you.
And that's all the time we have. You can check out this show and all our others by heading to frankbeckmancenterforjournalism.com or thegreatvoice.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Mackinac and Michigan Show here on WJR.
Opinions heard in the preceding program are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of Cumulus Media or WJR Radio.